I got to think of though. What is it that the Israelites did not have?
They did not have.
That was before Jesus came. Yeah. Look, they had the miracles of God. Mm-hmm. Right. They had the history. Yeah. All the history, right? Mm-hmm. They had the law of God, oracles of God, right?
Yeah.
They had prophets to come and teach them the way. They had kings, right? What is it that they were missing? You know, because I'm thinking about the Chinese over there. The Chinese are over there. They got the teachings of Confucius. Mm-hmm. You've heard of that. Those are not bad teachings, folks. Those are good teachings.
Yeah.
If people will do them, you know. Mm-hmm. And for large, actually the government is ordered by the teachings of Confucius. Mm. The Chinese government was, anyway, I don't know about today, okay, but for many years it was ordered by the teachings of Confucius. That didn't mean they didn't have wars and stuff like that. But, you know, the people were taught to live good moral lives from those teachings. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, you know, it seemed like, you know, that was the way the nation went. Mm-hmm. And so when you meet the Chinese, when they come over, they don't know Jesus, but they seem to be good people.
Yeah.
They live righteous lives and live moral lives, what we would think, you know, they're a good person, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, actually they were a little bit better than some of the Jews. but what is it that the Jews lacked? Because they had, you know, advantage, right?
Yeah.
And an advantage, Paul said, they had an advantage. They had the law. They had the oracles of God. They had the teachings of God. They had an advantage over the Gentile. But they still lack something. Mm-hmm. They still lack something, right? He talked about it in Romans. He says, you know, you're looking around at creation, you can see God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can see God. Yeah. Even the Gentiles. When they look around at creation, they see God. And they have the opportunity to give thanks to God. Mm-hmm. Right? And so, it's like, and sometimes they're a law unto themselves, the Gentiles, when they unconsciously, you know, when they, without the law, follow the law. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what the Chinese do, these teachers of Confucius, okay? And so I'm going, so what is it that the Jews needed in addition to what they had? Mm-hmm. I mean, they knew about miracles. They knew about the Holy Spirit. They knew about all these things. You know, they had all the laws of God. Proverbs, Psalms. Right? They knew about Ruth. What did they lack? What is it that they did not have that they really needed?
God in us.
That's it. That's it, Mary. You put your finger right on it. That's what they needed. That's what we needed. That's what the Chinese need.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right? Huh. You can do good things.
Yeah.
Right? But you don't have God in you.
Yeah.
Right? You can believe good things, but you don't have God in you.
God,
you need God in you.
God calls us filthy rags.
Yeah.
The good things. If you're not born again, that's filthy rags.
Yeah. God in us, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. That is the good news.
Yeah.
That is the gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And all those other things are added when you have that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of, it's Christmas. We're not meeting next week, so I'm going to read a little bit about Christmas to you.
Amen.
And it's all about what I just said. You know, I've read this before, but it's Christmas. We read things, right? All right. So it says, who is God? And in Luke 1, 31 through 33, angel appears to Mary. She doesn't immediately recognize him as an angel. He looks just like a person.
Yeah.
What kind of a greeting is this, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, full of favor, you know. Yeah. Well, what kind of greeting is this? What do you want, you know? What are you selling? This life insurance, I don't want it. Thank you. You know, whatever, you know. I don't need any more brushes, you know, over brush settlement, whatever. So, what are you talking about? Who are you? What's going on here? You know, you should be speaking to me, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. Jesus meaning he who rescues, mm-hmm. God's rescuer. All right? He who's going to rescue you.
Yeah.
He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Mm-hmm. Now this was good news to the Jews. Mm-hmm. They were looking forward to the kingdom of God being established. They were looking forward to this. This is what they wanted. He's speaking their language. He is talking directly to what they're looking for, mm-hmm. directly to what they want. We arise to prominence. Mm-hmm. Our nation is going to arise. The Jewish nation is going to be great again like David. It was here, David and Solomon's reign. Well, that's, everybody's going to think well of us, right? Mm-hmm. So then, later on, of course, they go to Bethlehem. Mary gives birth to the son. Meanwhile, out in the boonies, mm-hmm. out on the hillside, while Mary's giving birth, there's a bunch of shepherds, and an angel shows up mm-hmm. and has this to say to them. The angel said unto them, of course they were sore afraid, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's very, very afraid.
Yeah.
All right. And he says to them, fear not. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw some words in here that he didn't actually say, but he probably should have. You know? Said, fear not, even though I am very strong and powerful, and you surely realize that I can take this sword and slice your head from your body quicker than you can blink an eye, and surely as sinful as you are, you deserve nothing else. But behold, fear not anyway, right? Uh-huh. It says, for behold, listen closely, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Mm-hmm. Good tidings good of time. Great joy. But what is good tidings? Good news.
Yep.
I bring you good news. Uh-huh. This is the gospel, folks. Uh-huh. This is the first, if you will, this is the first announcement of the gospel.
Yeah.
Good news of great joy. Uh-huh. Man, this is so good. You got great joy for this. Which shall be to all people.
Yeah.
All people? Jews? Uh-huh. Yeah, the Jews. Uh-huh. But also the Gentiles.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. All.
Even lowly shepherds.
Yeah.
Even Romans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even Greeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be good news to the Romans and the Greeks.
It's me.
They're our enemies. Yeah. No, it's going to be good news to them.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's going to be good news to the English and the Spanish. The Africans, Ethiopians, mm-hmm. Ethiopian eunuch, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to spread all over. The Egyptians are going to hear it. Mm-hmm. It's going to go all over, even to China.
Yeah.
Even to Russia.
Yeah.
And all the countries of Asia. Good news for everybody. Yeah. We've gone from a kingdom for the Jews to what? Everybody gets to hear this good news.
Yeah.
Everybody. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, a rescuer, okay, which is Christ, that is the Messiah, the Anointed One, chosen for the purpose of bringing about God's kingdom mm-hmm. for Israel, rescuing the nation of Israel, rescuing the world from the effects of sin. Mm-hmm. Christ the Lord, the supreme authority, whom everyone must or should obey. So, as I got to thinking about this, this is tremendous. God in us. God in us. The hope of glory. God in us. The power to change us. The power to change us. You know, people today still say this. They say, well, I couldn't help myself. Devil made me do it.
Yeah.
Ever hear people say that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't help myself, devil made me do it. You know what? We're no longer enslaved to the power of sin.
No.
We're no longer tied into that. We don't have to sin now.
Right.
We don't have to sin now. We've got the power of God with us. He's freed us from the power of sin and death. He's freed us from that power.
And even if we do, we have an advocate.
That's right. So we do not have to be a slave.
Right.
We can fight. We can fight back.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
We can walk in victory.
Yeah.
Victory. Right?
That's another right. Name.
And that's, and that's the message that we need to give the folks from China.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Folks from Africa.
Yeah.
The folks from Asia.
Yes.
Everywhere. Folks from the United States need to hear that.
Yeah.
We have folks right here, they need to hear we can have victory.
Yeah.
We can be free. Mm-hmm. There's a power within us that's stronger than the power in the world.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Well, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this food. Bless it. Father, bless the hands that prepared it. And in all things, may you be glorified in our lives.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.